First of all, I want to give thanks to the Most High God. And I don't just wait till Thanksgiving time or Thanksgiving season to give thanks. I give it 365 days a year. I'm thankful that I can stand. I'm thankful that I can see you, amen, in the building. I'm thankful this morning. Praise God. What date is this? November what? 23rd. Can you imagine? November 23rd. 70 degrees weather. Sunshine skies. Can you see Jesus? Can you see the Lord in this? The Lord is good. He help us to not have to turn our thermostats up on the all-time high to stay warm. In November, 70 degrees weather, I want to give God the praise in here. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Things that folks complain about, I learned to give God praise. Thank him. He do all praise. Praise. Amen. But do pray for me as we look into the word of the Lord this morning. I need the Lord every step of the way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I cannot preach unless he give me the preaching gear.
Yes.
I need his gear.
Yes.
I need his presence.
Amen.
I need his anointing.
Yes.
I need him all the way. Praise God. So we have an important word this morning that I've been wrestling with. Amen. And the Lord put this in my spirit to preach. Amen. And deliver.
Yeah.
And I hope and pray that you got a blessing like I got.
Okay.
Amen. And the title of our lesson this morning is Press Past the Pain. Amen. Press past the pain. You know, when you look to the right, when you look to the left, you see a lot of situations that's taking place, and it's very painful. Amen. You can't hardly take it. We have to pray to the dear Lord and say, Lord, give me grace.
Right.
Amen. To go through this.
Yeah.
I need you, Lord, every step of the way.
Yeah.
But we got to have a system on how we allow things to consume us. Things that we see, we got to know how to not allow it to affect our everyday life. Amen. You got to call it as it is. I don't tell nobody to tell a lie and say, well, that ain't bad over there, and you know it is bad. Hey, oh, that ain't rough, and you know it is rough. It is rough, but God is able to deliver. Amen. I don't care how rough it is. We're gonna learn a technique this morning. Amen. And this is the technique to learn how to press past the pain. Amen. Quit gazing at the pain. Quit looking at the pain. Amen. But just know that pain is getting ready to go. Amen. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. Things gonna happen. We can't stop that. Trouble's gonna come. We can't stop that. But what we can stop, amen, by going on anyhow and just passing right by the pain. Amen. Like you don't even see it. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's what get us in the ER. That's what get us in the hospital, because we start gazing on what's going on in our lives and what's going on in the world. But we got to learn just to pass by. Come on, somebody. Just press past that pain. Amen. 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 Because that's what's going to help us. Don't stay there meditating on Satan's performance. Come on. You looking at what Satan is doing and how he's performing, amen, and you need to just don't pay any attention to him, but pass the pain, pass his entertainment. He's no good. Don't look at it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He will put on a show when you pay attention to him and gazing at him. Oh, he really going to show off. But just act like you don't even see him. Amen. Come on, somebody. I said, impress Pastor Frank. Amen. Amen. I'm going to look to God. Amen. I'm pissed. Crack all that bitch. That ain't going to do me no good but discourage me. That ain't going to do me no good but keep me looking down and being down and out. Praise God. Amen. Now I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, do not entertain negativity. Huh? Praise God. Look at positive stuff. Look at stuff that's making sense. Amen. Amen. I say we must press past the pain. All right. That's my title. Press past the pain. I want you to press past your failures. Amen. Praise God. Don't look at your failures. Just press past your failures. Press past your struggles and your hardship. Praise God. Amen. And don't worry about it. God got your back. He will keep you going on in the mighty name of Jesus. Just press past your sickness. Amen. Sometimes we get sick and we just, just petty and just worried and looking on how bad things seem. And amen. But just press past the sickness. Just knowing that God's going to heal. Knowing that God's going to send you deliverance. Knowing that God's going to work a miracle. Amen. Just keep going on. Praise God. Amen. You ain't got to sit there and potty and weary. But just go past your pain. Come on, somebody. Go past your struggles. Go past your hardships. Press past your sickness. Press past your enemies. Amen. Sometimes your enemies just do you wrong. Don't worry about them. Just press past your enemy. Keep going on in the name of Jesus. And I like this one. Press past your past. Come on, somebody. Press past your past. Amen. Don't keep looking back at the past. Let the past go. Amen. And look forward. Forward is the battle cry. Amen. Forward. Keep you going on. But people is just say, amen, stirring up on the old stuff and old antique stuff that should have been buried. Amen. Press past the past. Amen. Because it ain't going to do you no good. Ain't God good in him? Amen. Oh, press past your stress. Amen. Your stress, these things that stressing you out, these things that you're pulling your hair out. Come on, somebody. These things that you end up in the ER after a while, worrying. But we got to have the victory in here, church, in the name of the Lord. Lord, give me the victory. Amen. Just give me the victory, Lord, just to press past all these negativities. Lord, just give me the victory to press past all these things that's trying to get me down. My mind is made up. My mind is on the Lord's side. I'm going to go right on in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not going to let nothing make me go one step backward. I'm not gonna let nothing make me turn around. I done gone too far to turn around now. Amen. I'm traveling now. Amen. I done fill my vehicle up. Amen. And I'm on a journey with the Lord. Praise God. And I'm not here, amen, to put it in park, but I'm here to keep my spiritual automobile in drive. I'm going right on until the crown is won. To fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I never, come on, church, I will never turn back. Defeat I shall not know, but God will. I said, God will Give me the victory if you'll keep going on. How many out here in Facebook land? How many out here in church world land? How many out here, amen, realize that we got to go on? Amen, anyhow. It don't matter. That's why I'm encouraged. Because my God, he got that press in me. Do we have that press? Praise God. We got the press. Praise you, the Lord. Press. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I want to turn this song. We sing a song here. Amen. I think it page 261 in our hymn books. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, you just can't live an ordinary life and just, amen, do just ordinary things. But we got to have a mind concept that we got to press. We got to work hard. We got to maintain our salvation. We ain't got time for casual living. We ain't got time to be a hypocrite. We ain't got time to be in one thing and doing another thing. We got time to love the Lord thy God with all our heart. Amen. With a press to go right on. Amen. Amen. I got a press this morning. Amen. Praise God. Press past your problems and trouble. And this song is a song, amen, that I love. Got some good reading here. Praise God. Let's see now. It said, press on, my brother and sisters, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ, we'll conquer while traveling here below. Praise God. We can conquer, church. Amen. It said, press on and let thy felons a blessing to thee prove. No wave of care or sorrow thy trusting soul shall move. Hello. Praise God. Press on the raging tempest and fiery billow rolls. While crossing life rough rapids, he safely guide thy soul. Won't he do it? Press on mid strong temptation. Tell Satan he must flee. In his name, resist him, and victory thine shall be. Press on forever, trusting in faith, believing too, in spite of doubt, of feeling. God's word will take you through. Hello, somebody. Amen. His word will take us through. Not just one or two times, but every time. Press on to what before us, forgetting all the past. The light of heaven, so glorious, eternally shall last. Hallelujah. Then that chorus said, press on, press on, says Christ, our love and friend. Press on, I'm with thee to the end. Amen. So church, friends and family, press on. Press on when you don't feel like moving. Press on when strong temptation avails. Press on when you feel like the whole world is against you. Amen. Press on anyhow. Praise God. Quit looking, as I said, at your failures. Quit looking at your past. Amen. And somebody say, let begones be begones. Amen. And you look to Jesus. Praise God. That is my representation to you this morning, is to look to Jesus. Amen. He is the answer. Praise God. Could someone get me Philippians? Amen. Actually, get me 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 24 and 26. Praise God. And I will get Philippians, the third chapter and the 12th verse. Amen. And it teaches us to go on, press on. The Bible said, not as though I have already attained, even were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend it, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but guess what? This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. Let us say reaching forth unto those things which are before. But I like this. I said I like this 14th verse, but it said I press. Come on, church. Amen. The battle, amen. Amen. It's not just to the strong, but it's to the one that will continue to go right on. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many, be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal. So I'm here to tell you, the Lord is speaking to Brother Paul and letting us know we got to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We cannot, church, allow nothing to hinder us. We cannot, church, let nothing hinder us from getting the prize. Praise God. We got to run to win. I say we got to run to win. We can't run just casually. We can't run, amen, just slow poking around. Amen. We gotta race to run, church, and we got to run by faith. Praise God. The devil don't want you to press. The devil don't want you to, amen, maintain. The devil wants you to be quitters. But I'm here to tell you, a quitter will never win, and a winner will never quit. We got to go right on. Praise God. Be encouraged in time like these. Praise God. There are disturbances. Disturbance in the world. Disturbance in families. Disturbance in churches. Disturbance on your job. But I'm here to tell you, don't look at disturbance. Press past disturbance and look to the Lord, because the Lord is big enough. Amen. When things look rough and tough, the Lord said, come on, my child. I got you. I got your back. You can make it. Follow me, and everything is going to be all right. You don't have to be wearied and well-doing. You don't have to be troubled on every side. Praise God. Because my Bible read, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. Amen. Can I talk with you a while? I said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you, but I like this. He said, I'm coming back again and receive you unto himself. Hallelujah. Because I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? Amen. Praise God. In the Father's house, he got everything we need. In the Father's house, we don't have to be in want. We don't have to be in poverty. We don't have to be in trouble. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be scared. Cast the perfect love will cast out all fear. It's a sad thing, amen, that people, I hear over this week how people is afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid to come out of their homes. They're afraid to come out of the, amen, go to school. Amen, the school attendance is on its all-time low. Amen. Just everybody just afraid. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, pass. Press pass. All of that. Amen. God got your back. Go where you need to go. I don't worry. Amen. Anywhere I want to go, I know my God gonna go with me.
Ain't God good? So I ain't got to worry about it. Praise God. My God is above all laws. My God is above all things that can try to harm me. Ain't God good in hell? We can't be no scaredy cat for the Lord. We must be bold. We must be courageous. Amen. We must not be fearful. Go on anyhow. Press on. Go on and know that God is on your side. Now, who got me 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 24th through the 26th verse? Read, please.
Know ye not
that which run in a race. Now, church, I want to tell you, we all running in this gospel's race. Praise God. Now, if we run in a race, what happened?
That they which run in a race.
But they that run in a race.
Run all.
I want you to run all.
But one receiveth the prize.
But one gonna win. One gonna receive it the prize.
So run that ye may
obtain. So when you, come on somebody. You ain't got time to be slow poking around. Amen. You ain't got time to, amen, slip and slide. Amen. But you got to run so you can attain. Do you know what that means? You got to run to win. You got to run so you can receive the prize. But I see in churches today, folks done got relaxed. They done put their spiritual automobile in overdrive. Amen. And neutral. And just outing the time away. But I'm here to tell you, you need to get in a hurry to follow the Lord. Cut off. We ain't got time to slowpoke. We got to go on in the name of Jesus. Ain't that right, church? Praise God. Amen. Read on now, sister.
And every man that striveth.
And every man that striveth.
For the mastery.
For the masteries.
Is temperate in all things.
Is temperance in all things. They do it to attain
corruptible crown.
But we do it, in other words, for incorruptible. In other words, you do it for the natural race. But we do it for the incorruption race, meaning the spiritual race. Praise God, we're running in the spiritual race. And guess what? The devil is running too. But you're going to have to outrun him. Amen. Because he want to stop you. He want to put the brakes on you. And I'm here to tell you, you send him back packing. Let him know he ain't got nothing here. Because I'm running for the Lord. And ain't nobody going to stop me. Praise God. Any more of that, sister?
I therefore so run,
not in uncertainties. Not in uncertainties.
So fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
Amen. Not as one as beating the air. We don't have time to beat the air. We don't have time to waste. Amen. We got to press on, my brother and sister. So quit worrying about your pain, your agony, your troubles, your hardship. But I want you to know to keep pressing on. We are now in the time of Thanksgiving season. Amen. And the Lord don't want us to be all out of shape and all wearied and well-doing. Don't feel like getting up in the morning, afraid to leave your home. You go in your refrigerator, you got limited groceries there. Amen. You want to go, if you want to go somewhere, your fuel is low. And you got to try to keep that reserve where you can go to church on Sunday. And you might have to go to the hospital on Monday. This is the kind of world we're living in. But I want you to know in this world, we still got God in control. So don't you worry about all that negativity, press past all of that stuff. Can you do that for me? Press past all of that stuff. And then you know what you need to do. Let us all look up here. Pray and be thankful.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to wait for the fourth Thursday in November to remind us to be thankful. Amen. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful that you're alive and well. Be thankful, amen, that God's still working on you. Be thankful that, amen, I still have blood running warm in my veins. I am still among a living, praise God. I'm not going to sit there and worry about all of this, my surroundings. Amen. But I'm going to press past all of that and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm doing as good as I'm doing. Thank you, Lord. Some of us still have a job to go to. Come on, somebody. Amen. Speak positive in negative situation. In this holiday season, around your table of feasting, you let folks know we're still blessed. And we still need to give God thanks. God allow all of us to be together in one place. And we're all enjoying one another. Think about all that good stuff. The good stuff. We didn't have to even be there. We could have had an accident. We could have been sick or laid up in the hospital, but we all together in one place eating and enjoying our family. Ain't God good? But you always got a family member here or there that wants to come in, amen, and disturb peace. And begin to complain about this didn't happen, that didn't do right. Amen. You didn't act right. We ain't got time for that. What we have time for, say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be together with my family. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be alive and well and see your greatness. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are on all our side. You got us all here in one place, and we're able to get together and eat and enjoy one another. Come on, somebody. A lot of times folks don't understand to be thankful and quit mumbling and complaining, amen, and creating chaos. You always got somebody want to create chaos. But let's be thankful. Amen. Do we know how to be thankful? Let's see what the words say. I need some readers now because we want to get through here. I'm going to get the first Psalms. I'm going to get Psalms 34, 1 through 4. Someone get me Psalms 95, 1 through 3. Someone get me Psalms 100, 1 through 5. 100, yeah, yes. Someone get me 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Okay.
1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Daniel, get me Revelation, the 11th chapter, and the 17th verse. Before we read on those Thanksgiving scriptures, we want to say one thing we want to read over here in Philippians 4:8. I want to read that and kind of enhance that into the sermon here. Let's turn it at Philippians 4:18. If you get it before I do, could you read? But before you read, let me say this. I want, amen. That's Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, 4:8. And I want to bring this out. You know, like I said, people's always looking and finding flaws and mistakes and something that somebody didn't do, always going to the negative. But it's time to think on good stuff. Amen. Think on good things. Praise God. We got too many bad things we see. So we want to think on good things. And the Bible teaches us on how to do that. Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. Read, please. It said, now listen here. Finally, now get what we're saying, Brother Paul is trying to say. Finally at the end. Finally, my brethren. Now, I want you to realize this. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest, these are the things that we want to concentrate our minds on good stuff. Let us say it's good stuff. Amen. On honest, read on. And whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Amen. Come on now. Whatsoever things of good report. Did it say bad report? Amen. Folks want to do the bad report. Talking on something that you didn't do. But tell me something that I did do. Come on, somebody. That's the thing. Them the kind of things we're supposed to think on. On good report. And what else? If there be any virtue,
if there be any praise,
if you want to praise anything, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hello, somebody. Those following things we just named. Think on these things. Why you want to always think on negativity things? Why you want to think on the bad report? Come on, somebody. I got some report about him. He did this, he did that. You ain't got to report nobody. God see it all. What you need to do is report yourself and say, Lord, how can I be more holy? How can I be a peacemaker and quit being a peace breaker? Amen. You got this thing wrong. You thinking on the wrong stuff. People thinking on malice. People thinking on hatred. People thinking on filthiness and any ugly stuff. Just thinking on just things that you shouldn't even be meditating on. But think on these things. Now, some of y'all might have didn't hear it the first time we spoke. So if we got some dull ears there out here in this Facebook world and everyone that's listening, we're going to repeat that again. Amen. Now read that again, sister. You read it really nice, good and loudly. You did a wonderful job, Sister May. Can you read that again? That scripture. Say what now?
Finally, brother.
You ain't been getting it, but finally. Do you have it, brother? Come on.
Whatsoever.
Finally, brother. Whatsoever.
Things are true.
Things are true. Whatsoever things are honest.
Whatsoever things are just.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Whatsoever
things are good report. If there be any virtue.
If there be any
praise.
These
are the things that I want you to think on. Man, that'll keep you in the on the fiery line. That'll keep you not busybodying other people's affairs. That'll keep you on fire for God. Amen. That'll keep you living righteously. So you can't grow, amen, you talking about one another and running folks down and call them everything but a child of God. Amen. You can't have no growth in that type of atmosphere. Amen. We got to have Jesus' atmosphere. Huh? Amen. He was humble. He was submissive. And he's always told us how to live a righteous life and do good deeds. My dad used to say, if you can't say something good about a person, do not say anything at all. Keep it to yourself. Amen. So quit worrying and getting all out of shape about all of this other stuff. But let's get our mind on thanking the Lord. That's what we want to close on this morning. Thanking the Lord. See what the words say. Thank him. Be worthy of his greatness. Be worthy of what he's doing for you. Can you look around and see the greatness of God? Amen. Can you look around and see what God is doing? You're so busy looking at evil stuff and finding fault, you can't see the greatness of God. We must realize that God is on his throne and he's working it out. While we trying to figure it out, he's already working it out. But you're so busy looking at that person, you ain't seeing what God is doing for you. None of this was in my sermon. This is coming from the power of God. I didn't know I'm saying none of this, but the Lord knows what we need. I did not intend to say this, but I'm just saying, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Praise God. I don't have a strip. I don't have my sermon typed down and wrote down. I just let the Lord declare his greatness. And I'm just a spokesman for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Let us all say, let us be thankful. All right. Did someone get Psalms 95, 1 through 3? Someone? Yes. Someone get Psalms 100, chapter, Sister MacDonald, I believe you have that, verses 1 through 5. Verses 1 through 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Who got that? Okay. Brother Daniel, I gave you Revelation 11, 17. Amen. And I'm going to go over here to Psalms 34. Let's go over here to Psalms 34. Amen. I'm going to get you ready for Thanksgiving. Amen. I know you got your mind on the potato salad and the mac and cheese and the turkey and the ham and green peas and green beans and amen, casserole and amen, chocolate cake, potato pie. Amen. Your mind's on that. But I want your mind on really what Thanksgiving is all about, is giving God thanks and giving him praise. Thanksgiving, if you reverse that, it says giving thanks. And that's what we want to do, is give thanks to the Most High. All right, Psalms 34, getting it right here. Praise God. Do pray as we close, amen, this message. All right, this is what we're supposed to do. Amen. Think on good things, and then we want to give God the thanks and give God the praise. Now, I don't know about you. Oh, I'm kind of like David. Amen. Where he said, I will. I said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So how do I have time to ridicule other people if the praise is supposed to continually be in your mouth? Come on, somebody ain't doing things right. Now, this is what we want to realize. It said, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Did it say be sad? Hello, somebody. I see people head all hung down. Amen. These weeks and months, head all hung down. What you sad about? Be glad.
Things will start happening positive in your life. Oh, magnify. Come on, somebody. The Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Oh, looky here. Magnify is all about the Lord. It's about the Lord in the morning time. It's about the Lord in noon time. It's about the Lord at night time. I'm going to magnify him. Amen. My left eye can't holler see out of it. So I have to get me a magnifying glass sometime and look through it. And where my words will be enlarged, where I'm able to see. Same way with the Lord. I want to see him. It's all about him. Make him Lord. Magnify the Lord. I see him in the front. I see him on the side. I see him in the back. I see him all the way around. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody said I can see my blessings 360, but I want to tell you, I can see the Lord. Amen. Everywhere I turn, it's the Lord. So let's magnify him. Amen. Let's get this Thanksgiving on the right side. Praise God. Let's be thankful. Let's glorify him and bless his name. Amen. Praise God. All right. Now, let me see it. Misplaced my verse right here. Amen. All right. Where it is. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Come on. Y'all ready to exalt his name? Amen. You ready to magnify the Lord? Praise God. Sometimes the Lord, you get so, amen, involved with God, he just makes you run for, jump for joy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We exalt his name together. He said, I sought the Lord. Are we seeking the Lord, church? He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. And you didn't only hear me, but you delivered me from all of my fears. All my fears. Get up and go to the grocery store then. Get out of that bed and go to town or wherever you need to go. He said he would deliver us out of our fears. Amen. Praise God. I'm not afraid of the devil. Because I'm wrapped up and tied up in God. God will defend for me. He will fight my battles. He will work out my problems and my hardship. Amen. When my enemy is trying to come against me, only thing I got to do is point at him. I say, Lord, it was him right there. It was him. No, not that one. This over here. Only thing I got to do is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Verse 7, please.
He told me that I don't have to fight in this battle. Because why? It ain't my battle. It's God's. And God will fight for us. And he will defend for us. Okay, brother. Curtis, what was you saying, brother?
The angels of the Lord encamp all around those who fear him and deliver them.
Won't he do it?
Yes, every time.
And then what is he saying that 8th verse, brother?
Oh, taste.
Come on. Oh, taste.
And see.
That the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. So, brother, thank you. As long as the angel of the Lord is a camp around about us, we ain't got a thing to worry about. He's our protector. He's our defense. Amen. Folks is worrying about a gate around the city or a fence around the city. But I'm glad I got the angel of the Lord encamped around the city. Amen. And nobody ain't going to pluck me out unless the Lord give them permission.
Amen.
So we good. Yeah. Amen. So we just got to stand on his promises and believe his word. The Lord will defend for his own. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Bible said he will take care of his own. And I'm so glad that he will take care of us. The STEP program may not produce, but God got plenty more programs that will. If anybody eat, we as the children of God will eat. Amen. I get ready to say I don't want to boast, but yes, I do want to boast. Because it ain't about me, it's about the Lord. Circle K was given 40 cents off of a gallon of gas right down the street from my home. And I got acquainted with that. Someone told me, I said, wow, I'm going down there not just with one vehicle, but with five. Hello. I fill all of them up. Of that cheap gas that was $2.52 a gallon. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't care what go on, I can still put fuel in my vehicle. When I got back home, I was able, me and my wife were still to go out and get us a good steak dinner or whatever kind we want. Yes, I'm boasting. And I'm boasting on God. To let you know that he will take care of us. Some people are scared to eat that last chicken bone. Because they don't know if they're going to get another chicken or not. Go ahead and eat it. God will provide. Amen. People are speculating a lot of bad things that are going to happen. I was somewhere. Oh man, a few more days. We ain't going to have no water. You better stack up 10, 15 things of water. I'm here to tell you, if anybody got water, we will drink. We're going to have water. Amen. And if it get too bad, I got a well that ain't used in 20 years, but it'll start being operable. Amen. Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and get my pump. Call my brother Curtis because he know how to do everything. Carrie to put me a bill in that tank. I need some water. I just ran out the last bottle. I can hear Brother Carrie say, don't worry, Pastor. I got you. We'll get it fixed.
Water that you will never
serve. Amen. That water right there ain't going to never run out. That living water where you never thirst again. That's what making me knowing that I can get some natural water.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Because I'm acquainted with the living water. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for that water, because that water, you will never thirst. But I'm here to tell you, just trying to encourage you today, just know that God got this whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hands. Amen, amen. You know, I sung last Sunday. Look like I'm doing a lot of singing now. But that's all right. I sung your song last Sunday. I believe it was Shoe Fly. Amen. Now I got the whole world in his hand. God bless you. Yeah, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, did you get through with that verse? All right, who got me? Praise God. What verse was that, sister?
I think that was
34. Yeah, that was Psalms 34. All right, who got Psalms? Now, this is what we want to keep our minds on, people of God. to come from a thanksgiving heart. Be thankful. All right. This is what we want. All right. Psalms 95, 1, 2, 3. Read, please. This is what we need to do instead of causing chaos, instead of complaining and mumming and grumbling. You said, do what?
Oh, come, let us sing.
We need to come and sing unto the Lord.
Yes. Let us make a joyful noise.
We need to make a joyful noise
unto the rock of our salvation,
and that's Jesus.
Let us come before his presence
with what?
Thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
And make a joyful noise
unto him with songs.
For the Lord is a great God.
The Lord is. How many know that? Do I have any witness out here? The Lord is a great God. Thank the Lord.
And a great king above all gods.
Look at that. We're not serving a peon God that cannot deliver. We're not serving a peon God that cannot perform. He can do what, sister? Exceedingly.
Abundantly.
Above. That we can ask or think by the power of God that work it within us. Where is that power? See, that power of God got to be working within us. We can have a good running car out there, and it runs real good. But if that battery is not in it that gives power to start that car ain't going nowhere. It's going to sit still. So same thing. We got to have the power, and it got to be working within us. That's what make the spark. That's what make the fire. That's what make God come into your life. Hello in here. Thank you. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Who got that one?
Okay. In everything, give thanks.
In some things, give thanks.
In everything, give thanks.
Wow. You hear that? I know sometimes you say, I ain't giving thanks for that. That wasn't good. They didn't treat me right. La, 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 la. But what did the word say? Thank you, Lord. Thank you anyhow. You learn from that. You learn sometimes from your mistakes. You learn sometimes when people treat you wrong. You learn from that. So in everything, give thanks.
For this is the will of God.
For this is the will of God.
In Christ Jesus.
Concerning you. I tell you, we being reminded of how God likes things to go.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we say, I ain't giving thanks for that. They didn't do that right. Thank them anyway. Thank them for the good. Thank them for the bad. Thank them that you're alive to be able to hear what that person said. Not always people going to say everything gravy and ice cream and strawberries to you. You're going to have people to say rough stuff and tough stuff. But you got to still keep your integrity with God. All right, Revelation, Brother Daniel, that's the easy book to find. It's the last book in the Bible. And you go to that 11th verse and give me, I mean that 11th chapter and give me that 17th verse. What did that say?
It said, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord.
Say it again.
It said, saying.
Yes.
Because thou hast taken from me thy great power and hast known.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Isn't that good? Praise God. Okay. It's Revelation, the 11th chapter and the 17th. A verse, amen. It says, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty,
which ought and was and ought to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and had reign. Amen. Amen. So I thank God for God Almighty, which ought in heaven and which ought with us all and was and ought to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and thank the Lord and have reigned. So, and the Lord is still reigning today. Amen. And I thank the Lord how he reigned upon us in our lives. We serve a King of Kings. We serve a Lord of Lords. We serve a God that cannot falter. We serve a God that can perform. We serve a God that's not handicapped and have disabilities. He's a well-known God, and he's a well-able God. Amen. And he's strong and mighty. So I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, upon closing this message, whatever you need, church world, whatever you need, Facebook world, whatever you need, church of God, in time like these, he's open and he's able to supply your every need according to his will. Amen. Amen. He don't run out. He don't close shop. Somebody called me about 4 o'clock last night. I'm trying to sleep. And I looked and saw who it was calling. I said, man, you got all day to call me. Why you wait to 4 o'clock? But anyway, I knew about what he wanted. I said, I'll talk to him tomorrow, and doze back off. Because I'm trying to get some rest, because I got to get up and come to church and preach. And I got to feel rested. Amen. I don't have time to talk on just a casual conversation at 4 o'clock. Now, if you need prayer, come on, somebody. If you're sick, you're in the hospital, please call me. Now, get out of my bed. So, Sister May, amen, you could call me. Don't say, well, the pastor sleep, I'm going to leave him alone. No, you wake me up. Your Sister May called, I'm getting up. And I'm going to her rescue. Praise God. Amen. And I believe she'll do that for me. I believe everybody in here will do that for me. And I thank you for that. God bless y'all. Heaven smile upon you. Pray for us.